forgotten to press record.
You're a fucking idiot.
Have you ever done that for a podcast?
Oh yeah, millions of times. Haven't turned on the fucking play button.
Oh, I was going to say I haven't turned on the camera. No, this is not. This is not how.
Oh, I've already started it. Welcome back to the Only Talk podcast. Rated 5 stars on. Can you give us a 5-star on Spotify if you're listening on Spotify? Like right now, pause the podcast.
Please do. Yes.
Go into this. I really want to top the charts.
I refuse for that to be the start. I refuse for people to click on this and they see you eating out of a fucking dinner tray.
It's not a dinner tray. It's fucking mango yogurt.
Start again,
and I keep it together. I'm not starting again.
Welcome, guys, to the second annual Ask On. It's been like 8 of them. I look forward to these, though.
You think it's so funny.
The second one I've
Do you know originally...
I look forward to them a lot.
Originally, I wanted this to be like a weekly show.
Ask On Weekly.
And I realized we weren't getting any questions. Yeah, nobody wanted to...
Oh, that's not very nice to yourself. That's actually quite rude to Onley. I'm offended for the company.
Me too. But you know what? Now, we'll probably do it monthly-ish. Depends how it is. Like, the thing is, I've been actually tagging the whole server and say, hey, I need more questions.
And people, have you noticed that? It's just the one person that's helping out, or maybe one or two people, and everyone's just being a dick questions. Send in your
questions.
We've
actually got quite a few.
Is it still enough time for them to send in questions?
No. We're recording right now. Are you fucking...
It's like the live results. The voting closes in 35 minutes, everyone. So get your votes in, because then we'll count them all up live on air.
You actually like really hurt my fucking head, cunt. So for those who don't know, we're actually doing a Ask On We. It's where people ask questions in our Discord server, which you can go to. If you go to ask.onwe.gg. That exact link, it'll go straight to the Ask On We thread on our Discord server, and you can ask questions. We might answer it on the podcast. We probably will, because we don't get many.
Jeez, man. Come on.
I'm sorry.
We get enough. Like, it's better to get some than none. But like,
yeah, we can't. We're not at the point we can be selective yet. However, if you have a brony thumbnail... No question asked.
You know, someone
no questions asked.
Used
no questions
my
asked.
ASL channel's name. Used specific numbers that I use all the time, and created an account with a brony thumbnail, with like a My Little Pony thumbnail, and that got featured recently on the YouTuber I watch on his like fan competition. It was Saint Sam, and the numbers. I can't say the numbers, but. Because it's my password for a couple of my devices. But like, it's...
What the fuck? Are you kidding? Are you that dumb?
No. I'm not that dumb. No one's going to find this because they need info. But having said that, what are the fucking chances someone uses my password and my old YouTube channel account name and attaches a brony picture and wins the competition? That is insane. Also, this is pre-recorded. I'm not live, motherfucker. You can edit that shit out easily. Get to work, by the way.
I'm not editing it out. It's staying. It's staying.
What does Mr. All Burns say? Get to work, Rupert. And it's like a monkey.
That was a really good impression of that. That monkey.
Sorry.
Moving on.
A bit hyper.
Okay, so I can fucking tell, cunt. Sam, I want you to get on your phone. I just sent you a link on Discord.
Awesome. Let's have a look at the questions.
So this is the first question.
Are we going to do what we did last time where I read them out to you and you answer them, or?
Oh, no, I'm reading them all out.
That's okay. That's all right. That's fine.
Yeah, I didn't need
By the way, last time I was on, everyone from another podcast just commented burger questions, and there was like 150,
yes.
150 questions. It was a record for the Ask On We special, but it wasn't a good record.
Was there 150? Was there 150?
There was one. It was like 130. I remember you saying that being... And yeah, it was... It was pretty surreal how many people commented the same thing, like, or asked questions about the same
burger.
Thing.
Haha, burger. Anyway, fuck the burger. Right. Okay, have you got the link I sent you?
Yes, I have the link.
And I want you to play the video. Can you play that video with the audio?
Yeah.
Yep.
But for just okay, those of you weren't watching that was a dog shaking. Oh, that played again. It was a dog shaking its dick. No, it wasn't. It was just a dog doing a little cool shake, and it was really, really hit and really jive.
So what's your, do you have an answer to that question?
Ripe, I think would be my answer.
Okay, I'm moving on. I'm moving on completely. We are not fucking doing this. Seriously, that was asked by a good friend, Doplex, friend of the podcast. And Doplex actually sends another question. Sam, go to your Discord. I sent you another
message.
Before
I open this, why does it say question, other people asking questions, and then Doplex? They're the two options. So it's like spam and normal people.
Just read the fucking question. So this question, it's the question is, do you like this? And this is the picture that's being provided. It is, do you know who that is? Is that, so it's a black man.
No, but what's up with his forehead? What have you done to his forehead, Doplex?
It's a mirror. It's a mirrored picture.
I see.
Are you, and it's.
Yeah, I'm do I
it's,
like
it's
this.
Just a black man with two fingers up.
Yeah, yes would like, be the answer, obviously. I'm not going to say no.
Yes is the answer. So I just want to, I like, is this the sort of questions we're going to be asked on this fucking podcast? No. Look, you know what? I'm going to be fucking legit right now. Years ago when I started on It was going to be on We Talk every week and every second week. It wasn't weekly. It was bi-weekly. Hashtag ask on We. Hashtag, because like, you know, Twitter, hashtag, that's how to find the questions. I don't know. It just stuck. That sort of the formatting of it. I'm like, oh, we'll get like, oh, you know, what's your biggest accomplishment? And like, if you could, I don't know, if you could fuck any of your cousins, which one would it be? But instead, we get questions like this. Not a happy chappy.
Are you Chili Klaus? Eat Chili Klaus on Hot Ones, where he goes, this is just as hot as my Scandinavian cousin.
Who the fuck is that? I'm not even.
The guy eats hot peppers. While he was eating a hot pepper and he was struggling from it, that's what he said.
I know what Hot Ones is. Who's the guy?
Sean Evans and Chili Klaus. Chili Klaus is one of the guests.
Who the fuck is Jews Chili Klaus?
He was the hot peppers connoisseur guy who ate just as much as Sean did in the way of like ridiculously hot stuff. He was the only guy willing to go the extra mile that wasn't obviously a mainstream celebrity.
I don't think that's a real person. That sounds like a fake name, if I'm gonna be honest.
Look, all I can say to that, by the way, is you are still getting decent questions like that.
There are actually some good questions in
like the ones you mentioned. It's just, I think at any level you're gonna get. No, actually, no. If you were more popular, actually, you wouldn't get that. You wouldn't have to deal with that, which is why it makes it so much more entertaining.
Yep. Can't be selective. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
Next question. Many kudos, friend, foe. He asks, do it short. Yes. Like, do it short.
See,
do it short? Question mark?
This just worries me because this guy, like, He's too mysterious. It's not like what are we supposed to make of that? Like, do it sharp.
He's a sheep fucking New Zealander.
Like,
by the way,
bro. Like that doesn't make it. It's just play on words. Like, but it's not a question.
It did have a question mark at the end. Therefore, you can say anything and put a question mark at the end, and it's a question. Mamma mia!
I just like to point out that Many Kudo said I looked really fucking ugly in a previous podcast.
He did, and he's not wrong.
And he laughed at that, you fuckwit. Yes, he is wrong.
Good guy. He's actually, do you know that he actually moved over to Australia because Many Kudos, famous YouTuber, for those who actually don't know. I don't think I've prefaced that.
Not really famous.
He was caught fucking too many sheep. Too many, because that's what all the people in New Zealand
thing,
do.
Isn't it?
It's either you're a Maori and you do the haka, hu mate, kum mate, ha.
Don't,
ha.
Dude.
Or you're caught behind. Actually, no. I have a New Zealand grandfather. I have a Maori grandfather. Yeah, I can do the haka.
It doesn't check out.
Kumate.
Okay, I'm fucking cancelled if you ever get followers.
Do it.
You go to the top sharp, and yes, then slide down the slide again.
I would. It's, no, like I'm just no. It's my
King Dukun.
It's like I've said. I have black friends. I like basketball. I follow the NBA. I listen to hip hop.
I get it. You're the whitest person in history.
Correct. Moving on with another question. It's from Jonesy. Jonesy actually used to be a member of Omni Plus when I was on Patreon.
Oh, so was
but
I.
But not anymore. If you're listening, neither. Jonesy, I know where you fucking live, cunt. You gave me your address on Patreon. Actually, I don't know if you did. You might have, actually.
That sounded Jonesy, really eerie, the way you said that. It wasn't even a joke. It
wasn't. His question is, okay. Would you rather eat a small log of shit once a week or drink 250 mil glass of piss a day? And they're not your own piss and shit. It's somebody else's.
I will take the piss option there.
I think, you know what, Jonesy? I'm going to be honest with you. Shit question. Bear Grylls has been drinking his own piss for so
very
long.
Bad question.
I could drink. Then again, it's his own piss. Do you think it's different if you're drinking your own? It's like you said, it can't be your own piss.
I think that's a bad would you rather, because everyone would always choose piss. 100%. People drink their own piss all the time when they're lost. I was lost for 10 minutes and I thought, well, you know, I'm lost. Better start drinking my own piss.
Do you have a piss kink?
No, I don't.
You look like a guy who has a piss kink.
I definitely don't.
Was that on the back of your Year 12 jersey?
No. Sam, the back of my Year 12 jersey was Fossil the Foss, because that's what everyone fucking called me at the start of high school.
I don't get it.
Everyone's like, you look like Sam Newman from The Footy Show. I look nothing like Sam Newman from The Footy Show. And they're just like, we're going to call you Fossil. And everyone, it caught on. Everyone called me Fossil. And that was my name.
That's terrible. Do you know what my nickname in high school was? Ugly fucking faggot. Like, honestly, they actually carved into the
serious?
Table. Somebody carved into the table, Matt Winter is a faggot. And I'm not like, I don't approve the use of that word, because actually
they,
like quite a...
They immediately
I'm
going to
be honest, it's quite,
they?
It is quite a... Yeah, but they somebody carved it into the table, like carved into the table. It's probably still there. If you go to Scone High School and go to the B block cooking rooms, it's probably still carved on the fucking table.
Just go to the chemistry lab, the cooking rooms.
Jonesy asked another good question, by the way. Jonesy also asked the question. The question, are you gay?
It's a good question.
No.
Do
I look like a guy who would be? Oh, don't answer that question. Don't answer that. Moving on. Jonesy actually does ask like quite a good question, and it's, what is your best and worst qualities as a person?
Ooh.
Let that dwell. Do you even honestly, Sam, I don't think you have any good qualities, bro. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, what do you think are your best and worst qualities as a person?
Worst, taking people's advice and taking people's, you know, requests for things. Like, for example, Matthew trying to get me to watch a bunch of stuff, my brother trying to get me to watch a bunch of stuff, and I just don't get around to it. There's a lot more under the worst category. Lazy, gluttonous, envy.
Mm. Yep.
What are the other seven deadly sins?
I don't know.
Wrath.
I have no idea. Wrath.
Sloth. Okay.
Wrath of Cortex. I've got nothing.
I think best qualities, I think I'm pretty self-aware, and I'm also, I know when I'm being a dick to people and when I'm not, and I try and avoid being a dick to people at all costs. So that, you know, that's a good quality. Not many people are like that, are they?
That's a good quality.
I think you're similar.
I think, I don't know. If I actually thought about my good and bad qualities, I think my worst qualities are, I'm very self-critical. You can't just say workaholic, but it's like, I always want to get the job done, like no matter what, you know, the consequences are. Do you know what I mean? Like the job needs to be done always. And I think my other worst qualities is, I think I just get too much pussy. I think that's like another big thing. It's like,
I was going to say, whenever my mates bring this up about me, they always say, you're a pussy with the ladies. They always start with
when
worst
they say
qualities.
That, they say that you're
my
terrible
mates, by the way.
With women.
My mates, ex-mates, because they talk too much shit.
Am I your only friend?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I thought so.
No, I have a few friends.
My best qualities, are I'm nice. I'm cute. I really think about people, you know, like I'm very empathetic, but I think that also like leads into another bad quality where it's like, if you just do dumb shit, I've got no time for you and I will like do whatever I can to like never associate with you ever again.
So we are actually quite similar then, because that is literally my thoughts on people as well.
I'm sorry. I this might be sound really like rude, but it won't, if
not for me.
I don't know how do you say it? If you're dumb, I don't want to be friends with you. That's not what I mean. But it's more like if you've got like do you know what I mean though? It's
unfortunately, I don't know. Really, really know what you mean. I think we're both.
You know what? We tell the
way.
Truth here. We tell the truth here on the hashtag.
We're both really,
podcast.
Really shitty people here at the Only Talk Podcast. We don't give a fuck if you're a fan. If you're a fan, give us money.
Mm. If you're a fan, would you do a fuck a fan contest? Like a video you watched? I want a fuck a fan contest.
Does the fan get Connor O'Malley, shout out. Only Talk members, or is it the opposite?
What do you mean? Do we get to fuck them or they get to fuck us? Is that what you're trying to say?
I don't know. I didn't know if it was an ego trip, they get to fuck us, or if it's a, we get to fuck one of our fans.
If I look at our YouTube analytics, or like 95% of our fans are under the age of 18. So, the police
kids.
Are after you, Samuel.
Oh, not again with this shit.
Just like I'm Maud so from Maud Flanders, think of the children. And Sam's always thinking of the children. Yeah. Moving on to
I'm
another
the
question.
One that brings up kids all the time on this podcast.
Here's a good question from our friend. It's from our friend Jonesy. And it's actually a question mostly for me because you'll be able to tell. Favorite wrestler of all time, favorite current wrestler, favorite future star. Favorite wrestler of all time, I'm going to say it, it's CM Punk. CM Punk, straight edge. He's also gotten a lot of controversy because he's quite an arsehole in real life.
Is he your favorite? Why is he your favorite then if he's an arsehole in real life?
Because I loved his straight edge style. He has cool tattoos. I'm trying to think of stuff that's actually entertaining to non-wrestling fans. He doesn't drink, he doesn't smoke, he doesn't do drugs. He's straight edge. And his theme song for a while was Cult of Personality. You know that song?
I don't.
Look in my eyes, what do you see?
It's too much
a
singing
cult
on
of
this thing.
Personality. Favorite current wrestler? Oh, I've got to say, my man, Kenny Omega. Wrestled in New Japan, currently wrestling in AEW. I really like Japanese wrestling, and I think that like he's one of the guys, like, because he's a Canadian guy, and he really got me into that like sort of Japanese hard style, strong style. It's very, very real. It's very, it's more based on martial arts than it is on wrestling. Like it's very, I don't know. I'm trying to discuss it in a way where people won't get bored.
No, it just sounds kind of gay.
I would say,
but that's all right. Each their own.
Yeah. Fuck you, Sam. That's all right, mate. And favorite future star. If I had to say future star, let me have a think.
That was great.
I've got to say Ricky Starks from AEW. He looks like The Rock. He's one of the best talkers in the company. And he just has that swagger about him, and he's quite a good wrestler as well.
My favorite of all time is Andre the Giant, but
Andre the Giant is dead.
I just said my favorite of all
first,
time.
Well, he's dead. Your favorite would be Hulk Hogan, because one time he was caught having sex with his best friend's wife and saying, "I don't want my daughter to date N-words."
Do you think I'm?
And that's why you like Hulk Hogan.
That reflects my personality somehow.
Oh fuck yes, handlebar mustache as well.
Okay, Mr. Fish.
We have another. Okay, Mr. Fish. What's wrong with my fucking fish shirt? It says fish, born to swim, oceans of fuck. Moving on.
Okay.
Jonesy has another question. And it's actually Jonesy? For me again, by the way. The question is, now that you don't work at McDonald's, you can tell how long ago this was asked. What is in the Big Mac sauce? Secret recipe. And did you ever come in a McChicken?
Yeah.
Big Macs, I actually don't know what Big Mac sauce is. I think it's like a mixture of herbs and spices. But I'm going to use this as a clickbait for the episode, just so you know. I don't really like Big Mac sauce. It's pretty terrible.
Thank you. Everyone thinks it's... Oh, I don't think everyone even thinks it's good. But for some reason, it has this reputation of being really nice. It sucks.
Did you ever have the Wagyu burger?
That's the best burger I've ever eaten in my life. One time when I ate a Wagyu
Do you know
beef,
why, though?
No.
Do you know why it's the best?
No.
It's not the Wagyu beef, and it's not because I come in it. It's the signature sauce. That's what it's called, signature sauce.
Yeah, the sauce that comes with it.
Creme de la creme.
And if you cook the beef, like, really nice and, you know, it's juicy and it's not, like, you know when the beef goes hard and it's just, like, it's just bland in your mouth?
Oh, I've got a story about that. So night we, like, cooked fresh Wagyu for a guy. Actually, it might have been Angus. Could have been Wagyu. But we gave it to him and like, it was juicy because it just come up.
Yep.
It was a fresh bit. Put on the burger and he's like, oh, my meat's raw. I'm like, what are you talking about? He brings it back and his daughter is trying to explain to him, Dad, it's like, it's juicy. Yeah. It's fresh. Like that's why it's so, like that's where this juice is. And he's like, no, that's raw. It's not red at all, by the way.
So he's used to eating meat with no taste to it.
Correct.
What a terrible life he's led.
So do you know what we did? We didn't put any seasoning on it and we padded it out with a piece of paper. Did you just whack a moth? Is that what you did?
Continue.
I can't even remember now. All I can think about is you whacking a moth. Why are you whacking a moth?
I said
you
to
right?
Discord, moth is trying to enter and I wasn't joking.
Fucking hell, cunt.
And
I never came in a McChicken, by the way.
But the Wagyu beef, like, is that just a New South Wales thing? Like, are people so used to living in the country and having so many things bored and bland that they just are resigned to that? And so all they know is just bland?
Oh, probably, to be honest.
Oh, that's a bit rough. But yeah, you know, not knocking people from the country. I know you're a country boy there. Through and
I'm
through,
a country
Matthew.
Boy.
Born
and
bred.
I just happen to be living in the country.
Born
no,
in
look,
bread.
I was born in...
Born. Born and bred in the country. Sorry, not born in bred.
I'm moving on. You asked a question, by the way. Do you ever egg? Fuck you. I'm not answering the question. Fuck you.
What a great question.
Long time fan, Rockshell, asked the question. What is your favorite tree bark? Ooh. My favorite tree bark is the one that goes woof woof. Oh.
Well, my favorite tree bark is a gum tree. I like gum tree
really?
Bark. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's people who like gum tree bark are usually like pedophiles.
Yeah, I knew you were going to go down either homosexual or something that you consider to be normal.
Before we move on to the next question, I actually do have a question. I have a...
Where is this going?
What? I bet barking.
What I said. I don't know what I'm saying.
Remember how where the fuck did Discord go? I literally had Discord up 2 seconds ago. Anyway, so there was these kids prank calling me on an open one time. So it was like 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck? Really? Why are you calling me this early? Anyway, they kept doing it and I just hung up. I answered the first time. I was like, haha, yeah, funny boys. Rang back again. I said, I'm actually busy, mate. Don't call back. Kept ringing back. They rang back 4 times. On the 5th time... Do you know what I did?
What'd you do?
I answered the phone and I went, rrr, 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 and then put the phone back down and then hung up and they never called back. So,
can I just say that would make the greatest YouTube video ever if someone uploads calling McDonald's in Australian small town and they're just like, okay, guys, we're going to call McDonald's. And they're all in the room like laughing, all these friends. And then they just call. And that's the only one that they upload is you doing that as the phone answers and it's that.
Well, I would be very surprised that that's the thing that makes me famous and not like my hard work. This shit.
I wouldn't be surprised either, to tell you the truth.
I go, fuck you. No, I said I would be surprised, not I wouldn't be surprised, you stupid fuck.
Well,
moving
hard work
on.
Doesn't get you anywhere. That's facts, especially in this industry, brother. You should know that.
Can you please check your phone? I just sent you a link on Discord as I read the next question. It's an image. The question is from Doplex. Would you remove your skin and elongate your forehead for a Starbucks gift card like this? But imagine the Starbucks gift card in your hand.
I was trying not to laugh, but I couldn't.
Can you describe the picture for our, I'll have the video, the picture on there for video, but
I reckon
for the audience,
I describe it and then after I've done describing it, you show the picture to the audience. So the picture, guys, is somewhat of a Jeff the Killer type vibe. It's Matthew with an entirely bald head, except his head goes up bigger and it's not actually bald. It looks like it's been overly sunburnt every single day for about 50 years and he's got a red nose. And for some reason, half of his head is bright, like white and red, and the other half is normal. And he's got an Ennui LTD tattoo on his chest while wearing a nice little collared shirt. So,
the only thing I'll say about this is thank you, Doplex, for giving me a chance to actually plug the Onwe LTD store. If you guys want some shirts, head to onwe.ltd for some shirts.
I think you won
Go
that.
Fuck yourself, Doplex.
I think you won that
No,
round.
He didn't win that. No, he didn't win
I'm
anything.
I'm saying you won that round. You're so quick to pick up against you.
I did. Sorry. Sorry, you're a bit of a prick.
You're a psycho.
You're a psycho. Can you not scream into the mic? If I have to edit this fucking audio again and it's... Doplex has another question.
Yes, Doplex. What's your question?
It's fuck, marry, kill. Gluppy, Frego, and Steven.
I don't know any of those three, but I'll have to fuck Glapo, kill Steven, and marry the other one.
Frego?
That's how short my short-term memory is, by the way.
Yeah, I think that's a pretty good idea. Like, Gluppy seems like he'd give that good glup-glup. Moving on to the next question. Rockshell has a question, by the way.
Yes, Rockshell, what's your question? This might be a wholesome one, I've got a feeling.
What's your most hated Lego brick? Definitely the black ones.
Actually, that's a really good question.
Is it? I'm not a Lego boy. I used to play with...
Yeah. Any Lego
brick. I was going to say, I didn't play with Lego.
In South Australia, they call it Lego.
Do they really?
I think so. I think that's a thing.
Yuck. Anybody from fucking South Australia? South Australia is just as bad as Tasmania. Inbred.
I was going to say any... Oh, that's a bit rough. Any Lego...
Oh, that's a bit rough.
Any Lego that you step on in the middle of the night where you're just trying to walk around the house, that's the death Lego. That's my least favorite. So, all Lego, maybe.
I don't really like Lego. When I was a kid, I used to just play with myself rather than with Lego.
What the fuck do you mean by that?
Oh, I've been masturbating since like six.
It's so
disturbing. But I didn't know what to.
But somewhat believable, just by first glance.
It's not believable.
Of you.
Just by first glance. Look at this wonderful McDonald's manager. He definitely started jacking off when he was fucking six.
No. I know what you mean, though. Like, you can only keep you entertained. That makes a lot of sense.
I'm moving on to the next question, just to spite you. Kaz has a question.
Yes, Kaz.
Former member of... Wait, is he a member of Onwe?
Gee, that's a bit rough. Of course, once a member, always a member. Come on, mate.
No, go fuck yourself. If he doesn't subscribe to Onwe.plus. If you guys want to see our bonus show, Onwe.
Mate, I'm not even subscribed to that.
$5. Kaz's question is, if you had to have sex,
yes,
with a Pokemon,
ooh,
which one is it, and why is it Vaporeon? Vaporeon, the bubble jet one. Do you know what it is? Do you know the Pokemon?
No,
the blue one with like the.
Oh yeah, no, I know that with the white tummy. Mm. Yeah.
Yep. Let's go with that. No, it's got white. It's got white, like a trim.
I'll say Mewtwo.
Really?
Yuck. I just wanted to choose. It's a really weird one. Because it's like...
Oh, I would fuck Diglett.
That one's got the form of a human, but doesn't look like a human. Diglett? Which one's Diglett?
I feel like Diglett. The fucking digging one. Are you fucking dense?
Mate.
The one that's like a worm.
Pokemon. Like, I've never heard of this shit.
Pokemon?
All I know is...
think you're so funny.
To get Pikachu on the bus, you've got a Pokemon. Sorry, guys.
The answer is Diglett. Moving on.
Yeah.
Doplex asks another question. Oh, fuck's sake, cunt. Be honest. How many eggs you got in your ass, RN?
It's right kind now. Of in relation to my question, really.
Moving on. Rockshell asks a question. And how many of those eggs would you eat? Fuck's sake, cunt. I just want to do a fucking Q&A podcast. You know, the thing that's supposed to fucking drive community engagement.
2.25.
Are you fucking kidding? Okay. Doplex asked another question. Who need their on Woosie 8? It's like on Wii, but it has Woosie at the end. It's like an on Woosie.
Doplex, you've gone down on my estimations, mate. That's weak compared to your previous ones. You were doing all right, and then yeah, I don't know what that was.
If I'm going to be honest, that was my favorite one. Who needs the Arnold C8?
Well, at least good. He wins every single one then, because you hated all the others, and I didn't like that one.
Oh, God. Well, we can tell who's the funny member of the On We Talk podcast here. Anyway, moving on. Doplex has asked another question. Right. Sam, go to your phone, please.
Yes, let's have a look at Doplex. What have you got for me? Us.
There's a photo, and it's how much for you to get this fade? This is a great haircut.
Yes. To do it.
I'm not shaving.
The old KB is what we call it in Victoria.
The old KB. Why?
Because famous footballer Kevin Bartlett from the Richmond Football Club. That was his haircut.
Boo. See, you know what? When you talk about AFL, our fucking analytics go down. When I talk about wrestling, it goes up.
No, I think it's the other way around. But his hair fell off on the top of his head, and that was his hairstyle when he was like 31. So I reckon that's go for it, Matthew. Really? Do it. Because you've got kind of the opposite thing going on right now.
So for our listeners who don't watch AFL, which is like 99.9% of them, it's pretty much just like the dome is shaved, the top is shaved,
yeah,
and the rest is left.
You keep the back and the sides.
It's like balding, but it's not. You know what I'm saying? And I would not get this in a million years. Have you actually seen me bald? Even me bald is terrible. This would be even worse.
Being bald is not good, guys. It takes forever for the hair to grow back. How long did it take for your hair to grow back? How many months?
A good, like, to grow back properly, like 2 months.
That's not that bad. I feel like for me it would take, because I naturally have my hair very long, it would take about a year if I shaved it to the...
A year?
Yeah. Because this is like...
God, fuck. Did you graduate year 12? Do you know how fucking hair growth works,
mate,
you dumb fuck?
It works differently for different people. Did you graduate primary school?
Primary? Fucking hell. I can tell which fucking school system you were brought up in, cunt.
Sorry, Cletus.
That was a bit rude. It was a bit rude. Should we move on to our next question?
Yeah, move on. Fish shirt, man.
Okay, no worries. You can ask this one.
All right.
Nah, JK, you can't even see the fucking questions, can you?
Oh, what's that letter? Is that a W? We aren't on we.
Rockshell asks, fuck, that was your unfunny joke of the fucking day, cunt. Rockshell asks, do fish get thirsty?
Everyone has one. Yeah, of course, man. Thirsty for these nuts.
If anybody listening would actually like to be the new co-host of the On Work Talk podcast, my DMs are open.
Can't believe I just did that. Yeah, no, fair call.
Jonesy asked a question. Approximately how deep is your ass in centimeters? I feel like you would have like a deeper ass than me. You just seem like a guy. We bullied at school for that too. Deep ass.
Man,
oh, Sam's got a deep ass. And all the kids laugh.
Like, how does everyone find out to call you that? It's like a freaking prison for
deep
kids.
Deep ass.
Jesus Christ. Delete that.
Dad, Sam got molested by his step uncle.
You know what? High school and primary school is a prison for kids. It's horrible. The things that they say to you, feelings hurt.
Do you want to hear a story about me getting mean things said about me to me?
Yes.
The girl who I liked in year five.
Yeah.
She said, we're having a conversation. And I think we had like an argument about something. She did not like me, by the way.
And she told you to
but
kill
I
yourself.
I liked her a lot. She said, I wouldn't really care if you killed yourself tonight, to be honest.
I've heard this one before. She sounds like...
What the fuck? Do I tell the same stories all the time?
Mate, you're like an AI-generated person. You only have like a certain amount of stories. And the computer has to pick. And so it naturally gets repeats.
I thought I just put a fucking hole in the wall. I didn't. It's all good, guys.
Oh, shit. You heard all that, right?
Yes, unfortunately. Should I move on to the next question?
Yeah, move on.
Big Pidge. He asked a question. Big Pidge. How long was the biggest shit you ever took? Long in time or long in like length?
You know what's fucked up? I actually have an answer.
Tell away.
Year 12 graduation, mate. I'm sitting there, and from the beginning of the ceremony, because, you know, it's, you're graduating high school, there's a bit of nerves. You got to walk up on the stage, and for some fucking reason, after this moment I've been waiting for my entire life to leave school, I need to back one out. And I'm, mate, I am struggling. I am struggling in that seat. I am sucking in the big ones, literally. And, you know, it's a tough time, and I have to walk up on stage and I accept the award, and I'm just like, get me the fuck out of here. And, you know, it's not like a situation where, you know, your bowels are good, like, you know, you've eaten the wrong thing or something, or you've drank too much of something. It's you know, it's all right. It's stored away. It's in a compartment, but it's there. Like, it's right there. So that's it. I'll end it there.
That's it?
That's it. Good thing I had Maccas on the way over. So that thing just passed right through.
Fuck me. What did you just especially get like Maccas an award for like graduating, or do you get a special award?
They gave me a special boy award because I was a special boy. No, look.
Did you walk up on the stage and like like the kid from, like, you know, I don't know. You know the kid from, what's that movie? What's Eating Gilbert Grape? And you're like, thank you for my awards. And you're like, walking, special. Come on. Low hanging fruit. Fuck me. I need to have some fun in my life. Fuck.
I love it how you get shit on and I just told like the most vulgar story. And you, the first thing you say after that, it's not even that bad. I just shit on you.
I actually got an award. I got an award actually when I graduated year 12. Yeah, it was most likely to end up sad and alone, LMAO, get rooted. And it was like engraved on the actual trophy as well. It was really weird.
Is this a
even
bit,
like the LMAO
serious?
Get rooted. No, it said most likely to die sad and alone, LMAO, get rooted. And it was on a trophy.
Are you serious right now? Is this an actual thing that they gave you?
No, are you serious, right? Do not quote fucking,
I didn't,
what's his name? Who's the guy who does that?
How bad your school was. I'm not joking. I would believe that your school was that fucking messed up that they would hand shit like that out. The jocks would hand shit like that out.
The jocks. It's not a fucking American high school. I was a jock.
Oh, my God. What was that with
your
school
then? I was cool in school. I played rugby. I played rugby with the cool kids. I was the half. Okay, I didn't play sport. Moving on to the next question. How much bread do you consume per week from Sam? What the fuck? What is with you in food related questions? Why bread?
It's a good question. I mean, like, because I consume, I'd say.
You asked it.
I'd say I consume a loaf and a half.
You can't ask questions on your own.
You mean answer my own questions?
No, you can't ask yourself questions to answer. That's not how it ask on we fucking Q&A. No, I just want to have. Can we just run a proper podcast once?
This is derailed hard after that.
You know what's fucking going to be derailed? Yeah. Your fucking face once I fucking travel down to Mount Martha. I don't care if it's a 13-hour drive.
Mate, I'll go to your place first.
Get rid of
it. I'd be expecting a punch in the face probably the first time I meet you.
You fucking deserve it. I actually do have a good question here, actually.
Yeah, how much
credit
do you consume?
Actually. No, not the fucking your question. I'm not answering that dumb fucking question. Kudos asks, yeah. What's your address, Sam?
My address is 33. Oh, no. I was going to say
it. Yeah. Oh, you're going to.
Not going to say it. No one ducks me. Silly.
Is that what we're going to do? We're going to do homophobic shit on this podcast.
Oh, man. Gee, now you're trying to be too PC. I thought you were not trying to be PC. But now you're
no, it's called One Piece. It's called One Piece, the anime, not Two Piece. Oh, you were saying Two PC.
Yeah, yeah. That wasn't,
I was making a funny joke.
Well. That's in good taste.
Do you know what's also good in good taste?
These nuts.
My foot up your ass for that fucking stupid question. Fucking
mate, you get too
anyway,
angry
moving
on
these
on. Ask Gonwies. Last time when I was on one of these, you got angry, and this time you're even angrier, mate. It's all right. It's okay.
I'm an angry boy. I got suspended for hitting kids at school. Actually, true story, twice. In school and then school suspension.
Fuck yes. That's metal.
Well, it's not my fault. Rockstar. My parents are divorced.
Oh, well, you didn't have to. Yeah. I was just going to say you're a legend, but now you've made me feel bad for saying. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah. Lars, from Norway, host of the first podcast.
Lil Lars X.
Asks, what's with all the tweets you've been posting at 3 a.m. about not a dozen words, not a baker's dozen, but you know, and signing the post as your initials and then the number 88? I am not a Nazi. Someone, my cousin hacked into my account. My 12-year-old cousin hacked into my account. I'm not a Nazi.
Just looking at your haircut, okay? That is a little bit of a Nazi cut.
I've only done this in one video.
Two.
And that video is actually still on YouTube. Two. Oh, and that's what I call an ask on we. I'm just trying to. I'm it's like, not you know, over. When you're trying to make cultural things, that's what I call an ask on we. Anyway, moving on.
That is what I call an ask.
Rockshell asks, what are you looking forward to for the rest of the year of 2023? Honest, actual questions, Sam.
You're asking me. I'm looking forward to visiting.
You're the co- Oh, fuck me. Anyway,
you've been answering all of them first. So I've been looking forward to visiting a place in New South Wales. I can't remember what it's called, but it's like this little town there. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, Wagga Wagga.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to visiting Wagga Wagga. That's going to be nice. It's going to be a good time. And I'm also looking forward to the release of my new book, Me, Myself, and We, and On We.
We had a discussion about only making one bad joke on the podcast, and every second one you do, I put a gun to the fucking head of one of your, you know, your young cousins, okay? And you know what?
Jesus
Charlie's dead.
Christ.
Sorry, I just, look, you know what? Sorry, okay. We don't kill kids here on the Only Talk podcast. If I'm going to be honest, it's probably just, you know, we're going to come together and make some vids and do some stuff in IRL, you and me and, you and Sam. You and me, Sam.
There's another on. Sam.
Yep. Sam Smith, I'm just fucking, have you seen where he's been dressing lately? Like, I get it, but it's like,
he's different to his original look, wasn't it? I think I get it too. Yeah, no, fair enough. Each to their own. No, but we're going to make some amazing videos. We're going to make some good stuff, guys. So look out for us. Maybe
what was that?
I was thinking the other day.
I like how we didn't want to say anything bad about Sam Smith and not get cancelled. Yet I literally just made a joke about fucking putting a gun to your like infant cousin's head.
Mate, this is how we roll. We're very selective with our brows of humor. There's some high, low brow, different kinds.
Yeah, our brows. I was pointing at my eyebrows for our audio listeners.
To stay on track, might film the 250th episode of On We Talk. I doubt it though. We'll see.
I can't hear you very well, Sam. No, that actually might line up.
I come like late May, early June, I think. And I think we'll get to like episode 247 or 248 by then.
250 will be released. Actually, you know what? That actually could be almost perfect timing.
We'll get a planet then. It's going to be epic, guys. No. It's going to be special guest Shakira.
I already planned it with Ben. Sorry, Ben's already on it. Sorry, bro. No, I'll probably do it together.
Crawling.
But moving on. Actually, funny story. So the girl I liked when I was in when I was like in year 11, I sat next to her on the bus and I was too scared to listen to talk to her. So then she went back to the back of the bus and I listened to Behind Blue Eyes by Limp Bizkit and like cried. And I was like 17.
I mean, that's fair.
Why do I reveal all this fucking sad shit about me on the podcast? I was a pussy.
I think you just want people to know more about you, mate. I think you just want people to know the real Matt Winter. I think that is a story. I think that in all seriousness, a lot of people...
Don't bullshit me.
No, I wasn't going to fuck around there.
No, you know, no. Don't bullshit me. You know what? You just think it's fucking funny. You're going to go up here and go,
I don't.
That bit about Matt being sad.
Mate, that's a similar story that I had in high school. I'm not going to shit on that, mate. That's a tough time.
Tell me then.
I cried at the front of the bus next to the bus driver asking for advice.
You're a pussy. What a pussy bitch.
You little pussy.
If I have anything else to look forward to, it's just doing the pod and having a good time and hustling, and hopefully we can get On We off the ground. Our podcast at the algorithm, it looked like, and it got over 100 views this time. How good?
It's we're not even joking, guys. We've actually We've actually got some views on this one. 177 views so far. And it's holy one day shit. Ago. One day ago. I think that's...
Wow.
That's one of...
You know what? I'm quitting my job. Goodbye, McDonald's. Fucking 170 views. Sorry.
You know what's going to happen? This podcast is going to become successful. People are going to go back to the old podcast and be like, what the fuck? These are so much better. You can't say half the shit now that you used to say back then. And we're just going to get shit on for becoming pussies.
Correct.
Anyway.
By the way, we've already like hit like, how long is your recording so far? I'm like 46 minutes.
This is a ripper. This is an absolute ripper of a podcast. It's a bit long, but that's on we talk. Yeah, 45 minutes. So we will... I do want to do some YouTube Shorts questions, but I want to rattle them off as quick as possible because 45 is the average podcast length.
Okay. We'll get through these
get through
and we'll rapid fire.
Get through those, yep.
And then we'll do the YouTube Short ones here or on the after show?
Up to you, mate. Up to you.
Well, I'm asking you. I'm actually giving you a choice this
time. I reckon we do them on the after show, guys. Join us on the after show where we answer some really interesting YouTube Shorts questions.
On we.plus. I'm actually organizing it. You can actually listen to the after show in Spotify.
Finally.
Pretty cool. Do you listen on Spotify, like podcasts on Spotify?
Yeah, when I'm driving. Yeah, when I'm driving. I don't listen on Spotify.
I just ask yes or no. Don't fucking go on a tangent. I just ask yes or no.
Sorry. Jeez, mate, if you want a connection to your audience.
It's been a long day.
Yeah, it has been a long day. I can tell. No, it is Easter. It's a busy time. He's doing well. This bloke.
I think, you know what, actually? I think I'm angry all the time because
you're definitely
in the Discord, I tagged everyone and said, can you ask him actual decent fucking questions? We need more questions. So then Jonesy asked, why do you hate us? And this is why, because I don't actually hate you. Like, I'm actually very thankful for the... I'm very thankful that I can go, hey, Jonesy's actually a fan. Mm. He listens to the podcast. He's bought a shirt actually as well. Thanks, Jonesy.
Oh, nice. Something I haven't done.
Oh, nice. That's, I know.
Yeah.
I don't hate you guys.
Yeah, no.
Do you hate them? Do you hate our fans?
Your fans are really decent. I actually, even from the beginning of following Henry, I was just like, I'd go into the Discord. I'm like, so many great, so even the posts like that were shitting on you. We're still awesome. Like, you know, all the Photoshops, like we appreciate it, guys. This is really cool. Keep up the good work. Any kind of criticism, honestly. He may seem like he can't take it, but he can take it.
Well, when your parents are divorced and you've been cheated on by your ex-fiancé with a 16-year-old, you get through a lot. Moving on to the next question. Chris, good friend Chris.
Jesus,
you know what?
Christ.
Chris actually lives like round the corner from me. Been on the podcast, been in some videos.
Chris Hodge.
No, Chris. Oh wait, you actually know his name? That's weird, actually.
Well, mate, I've watched a few podcasts. Yeah, I'd have to watch no podcast to know this only member.
Well, okay, so he asked a question. What camera gear do you use to bring us such exquisite content? I'm talking camera bodies, lenses, mics, filters, editing software. I'm just gonna rattle through this. Because it's easy to ask. Mm. It's easy to answer. So I've got two Sony, what are they? A6 fucking Sony 6300. Yeah, it's a good fucking thumbnail, isn't it? Fucking engaging.
From just below the eye.
So I've got a Sony 6300. I've got a Sony 6400. I've got the Rodecaster Pro, which I've got Rode Procaster mics
so cool.
Plugged into a Rodecaster Pro. You got the cameras, the lens. I think right now I'm just using it's just a 250. No, it's not. It's not a nifty 50 as they call them. It's a 16-50, the generic Sony lens. I actually don't know what it is. And I've got two of those.
What's the actual brand of the, what's the actual camera's full name? Just out of curiosity.
Sony Alpha 6400.
There we go.
Didn't I say that clear enough?
Or no, you actually just said Sony's, I think.
Did I? No, I said 6400.
Oh, okay. You're very vague though. I didn't know the alpha part is
this
important.
Is a 6300.
Because I'm beta.
And it's 6400.
I have a Panasonic Lumix beta.
Just Google Sony 6400. You'll fucking find the camera. Right. I edit on Premiere Pro. I edit podcasts in Audition. These are both Adobe products for those who don't know. And then... Filters, I've got I use like one of the default filters like from Premiere and I put it into OBS. And then, so like if I'm editing video, it's just like the same filter.
Yes.
It's like I'm recording a podcast. Go. Oh, no. What? Don't. What,
Marcus,
mom?
Honey.
What? Stop. This is not your thing now. What? What
do you look at this sculpture I made, mom. It's a peanut butter pterodactyl. That's nice, dear. Your old friend is here to see you. Right now? Marcus, you know, I know I wasn't
so
the best
funny.
You in high school,
go.
You know, yeah,
no,
I could have treated
I'm
you
not.
Better.
She, do you know what? She,
get
no, go,
from
no,
me.
I'm done. You know what?
I'm going Chase? Into my no. castle.
Watch the bench warmers.
Do you know what she
guys.
Asked, Samuel?
Watch the bench warmers.
She asked,
warmers.
Do you know what she asked?
Yeah.
She asked, I was just wondering, does Sam have any dietary requirements? So funny. Moving on to the next question.
Well, for 2 months' time when I visit.
Yes, okay. I told mummy, I got a friend
I
coming
told my
over.
Parents that I was going to.
I got a friend go. Coming over and I was sucking on my little apple juice. I got a friend coming over. I got a. Rockshell asks, what is a good question? Oh, not answering God, that question. That, a good question is one that makes me. It's no, it's not.
Can I just
funny.
Say, just, I'm sorry, you can't keep going. That is the best no, moment, one of the best moments in Onwee history. The on camera argument between Matt and his mum. If that gets deleted out of this podcast, I will be so sad.
I'm actually really fucking pissed off. I'm going to nibble a bit of my mango yogurt.
This is such a good bit.
Kudos asks, Onwee.
Oh, what a great episode.
Yep, not a fucking good question. So, Rockshell, you want to know what a bad question is? That. Oh, actually, you want to know what a bad question is? Sam asks, are you from Guatemala? Oh, so fucking funny. I think I'd... We've got one more question.
Yep.
Rockshell asks, what's one thing that people are generally surprised to find out about you? Good question. Actual decent question.
Mm.
You can answer this one, Samuel.
That I have a 11-inch ruler in my desk drawer. The people are very surprised by that.
That is a very, very funny joke. I think people would be surprised that my fiance cheated on me.
Why does that keep funny. Getting brought up? We just feel... Worse
it's
and
my
worse.
Gimmick
I feel
now.
Terrible
it's
inside.
My gimmick.
I feel sick.
If I'm going to be honest, do you actually want to know something?
Yes.
When I was born, I was actually in Ronald McDonald House for like 2 days because I had a hole in my heart, but it covered up in 2 days.
Serious? So, every time so you I were still it, like, yeah, it was still obviously forming, I guess you could say. Yeah. Wow.
So when I go get like, not an extra, what do you call it? You know, when they put the
heart scan
thing against your chest? Yeah, like not a scare, oh, but it's like they're just like checking the bed.
Yeah, the doctors.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, have you ever had any heart issues? And I said, oh, I had a hole in my heart when I was a baby. And they're like, oh, really? And they're like, oh, yeah, covered up in 2 days. And they're like, yeah, that probably won't make a difference then. Every time. And it always pissed off when I ring it up. And I'm just telling my truth, you know? Telling my truth.
I hate it when doctors do that. You try and tell them your story about yourself. And they're like, look, I don't give a fuck. I'm trying to get some money here by fixing whatever shitty problem you have, right? You're just another person to me. You're just another number.
Pretty much. Mm. Yeah, thanks for ending the podcast on a fucking down note, mate.
Okay. Well, the good note is Matthew is giving back to Ronald McDonald House by working in Ronald McDonald House.
I hate sick kids.
No,
you know what's worse than kids?
You live there.
Sick kids.
Oh, sorry. You do a good job, mate. You do a good job. And that was a classic ask, aren't we? That's one for the ages.
I think so. But if you actually want to hear some more questions, we have an after show.
You have to watch the after show.
Onwee.plus. So just to sum it up, subscribe.
Subscribe,
go
yes.
to ask.onwee.gg. Ask some questions for next time. Send me some snail mail, I guess. I'm just trying to
send in weird stuff in the mail. And actually, if you ask enough questions, we might just do an Ask Onwee sooner than expected. So get asking.
The question I'm going to ask on Spotify and in comments is, hey, do you want to see a Q&A more regularly? Question mark.
Oh, no.
Don't answer the question. That's for the fans. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Too late.
Oh, no. I pooped my pants. Is that what you're going to say?
I said, oh, no, because like. I thought I was getting the viewers on track to asking a bunch of questions, and I think that's getting them away from.
Why? Fuck you. Okay, we're ending the podcast. I'm Matthew Winter. This is Samuel L. Davis.
Thanks, guys.
Go fuck yourself,
all
Sam.
All those snakes on those planes, you know.